Ajanae Bennett is one of five Democrats running for the District 1 seat on the Wichita City Council. But she's sort of like that old Sesame Street skit. Remember this? One of these things is not like the others. Well, she's a little bit different than the other four contestants for the race. The seat, which represents central northeast Wichita, is currently held by Councilman Brandon Johnson, who cannot seek re-election due to term limits. There are no Republicans on the ballot. And with over 10,000 registered Republicans in District 1, she is the only choice for GOP voters. She's more conservative, frankly, than some elected Republicans I know. And I wanted to give her a chance to speak to this audience. Ajanae is an insurance broker for Trinity Insurance and Financial Services. She had served as president of the Northeast Millaire Neighborhood Association for 8 years and came to the greater community's attention 3 years ago when she sounded the alarm about the toxic spill that had contaminated much of the groundwater in her neighborhood. Ajanae, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Good evening to everyone, and thank you, John, for this historical opportunity to be a part of a truly historic election. I'm honored, humbled, and ready to serve with courage, compassion, and commitment to our community's future.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, and let me start by asking this. And you're not the first Democrat I've had on the show. I've had lots of them, but would it be fair to say, because you and I have talked, we talked the other day, and I think it would be fair to say you don't necessarily consider yourself a partisan politician. I just from our conversation, I'm proudly partisan. I pride myself on being a radical Republican, as you know, some of the left call me a crazy conservative, but that's fine. I'll take that. But you didn't seem to come across that way. You don't consider yourself necessarily a partisan, do you?
I don't. This is a nonpartisan race, and I'm a leader that fights for everybody in District 1. My doors will be open to everyone's concerns at any time. I'm here for everybody.
Well, and one of the things that I found most fascinating in our conversation was, you know, some of the things that you and I both had in common was, for example, you weren't a particular fan of Mayor Whipple. You also, some of the things that was your ideas on what the priorities for spending in the city. For example, you opposed ideas like the $600,000 porta potties. You weren't a big fan of the annual budget for the arts as long as the city is facing a budget shortfall. And I'm with you on that, because look, if we're replete with money and we've got lots of excess, I would say that should be returned to the taxpayers. But especially when we're facing a budget shortfall, that's the time when you need to tighten your belt. And you, I think, were along those same lines.
I am. City Council needs to stop being frivolous with our tax dollars. They need to review and revise the developers' incentives and hold them to the terms of the contracts. We all know what happened in Kenmore and with the ice rink. We don't need that kind of going on.
Well, and one of the biggest... go ahead.
I'll be there to make sure to prevent those big losses, because that's just... it's not feasible for me.
One of the biggest frustrations that I've seen is these no bid contracts where you've got and you know, don't get me wrong, I'm all for developers and working with the city and public private partnerships, and we have to have incentives, because if you're not competitive, then they're just going to go elsewhere. But at the same time, there has to be clawbacks, there has to be transparency, and there has to be accountability. And it seems for many in the city council, and including, frankly, the departing Councilman Brandon Johnson, there hasn't been some of that transparency and accountability.
There hasn't been any transparency and accountability. I spoke with Councilman Johnson personally and let him know that he has been a failure to me and this community, and I'm not the only one that feels that way.
You know, one of the things in your platform that you emphasize is improving the quality of life for people in the community and increased transparency in the community and sustainable solutions for health and affordable housing. And I like the idea of maintaining the concept that it's sustainable, because a lot of people will run on solutions, but not sustain, because you've got to have practical solutions. They can't just be pie in the sky notions.
Exactly. They cannot. I mean, as president of the Northeast Miller Neighborhood Association and a lifelong resident of District 1, I've witnessed the lasting harm of redlining and housing discrimination in East and Northeast Wichita because I've lived here all of my life. And I've also fought for it by advocating for equitable development, working with Habitat for Humanity, and supporting tenants through Justice Together. But my intent is I'll champion homeownership programs, financial education, and infrastructure improvements in historically excluded neighborhoods so families can build wealth and stay rooted in their communities. Housing is a human right, and I'm committed to making sure that District 1 provides the sustainable projects that people will be there for a long time, you know?
We're talking with Aujanae Bennett, who's a candidate for Wichita City Council District 1. You know, it was interesting. I heard one of the comments that you made at the district forum, and there were some folks. I mean, I got to tell you, there are a lot of people in that forum that are left of me, but there are folks in that forum that were left of you. And one of the things that I saw in the video that I watched, you talked about an interesting metaphor that you use, that it's a lot easier. It's harder in your district to get a tomato, a fresh tomato, than it is to get a gun in your district. And absolutely. I thought that's a sad statement of affairs. And don't get me wrong, I'm a Second Amendment advocate, but that's not what you were referring to. You were talking about food deserts and how we need to find ways to incentivize, not like Mondami in New York, where he wants government to step in and build grocery stores, but how you could find private sector incentives for that, correct?
Exactly. I'd like to see our local farmers, such as Common Ground, they're already gathering produce from our local farmers and providing it to citizens all across the state, not just here in Wichita. And I'd like to see more incentives like that. That'll boost our economy, too.
You know, the other thing that I saw, and I was very pleased to see this, you were endorsed by Kansans for Life. Which,
yes, I'm excited.
I don't know how long it's been that a Democrat has been endorsed by Kansans for Life. I mean, it's a rarity, it seems like, because I thought the Democrat Party had purged all the pro-life Democrats from their party. And I was so pleased to see that, and it's not a sad statement on KFL. It's a sad statement on the Democrat Party, because it seems like they don't allow themselves to have any pro-life Democrats anymore.
They don't. Well, they can't get rid of me. I am here to stay. And I am definitely pro-life. For me, conception begins. I mean, life begins at conception. And yes, there. I believe, and I'll speak as a woman. If it's an atopical pregnancy, if there's incest involved, if there is rape involved, the dynamics of those horrible situations are going to be so diverse that they need options. What good is birthing a child and the mother dies and she's not here to live, to take care of it, or the child dies?
Well, many pro-lifers support those kinds of exceptions. So that's not
right.
That's typical.
That's it for me. I mean, at 16 years of age, you can go to the Central County Health Department or your doctor without your parents' consent and get contraceptives. So certainly adult women can be more responsible. If you know you don't want children, take the pill, go get the shot, yeah. Do what you need to do. But if you forget to be responsible and you've conceived, what about the rights of that, not just the baby, but the father too? What if he wants to raise his son or daughter? What then? So we need to revisit all of that.
Yeah, it's, you know, in the course of the conversation that we had the other day, one of the things that impressed me is you emphasized more than once that the city in particular needs to focus on what matters. And it seemed like, particularly under the previous mayor, that the council was getting into things, you know, trans rights and things that just stuff that didn't matter. And they need to focus on potholes and police and trash and fire and the stuff that matters, and not focus on the stuff that really doesn't help put food on the table, help people get jobs, and help people better their lives.
Exactly. Public safety is number one. And city council needs to stop again, I say, using our tax dollars frivolously when we are 99 police short. We're short in the fire department. They need to provide funds to ensure that they have the resources to purchase the necessary equipment in District 1 and to include filling the jobs that are open. Like you said, the things that are important. And public safety doesn't stop there. We need more sidewalks. We need better lighting.
Right.
We need more talking crosswalks for our vision impaired community. There's so much that we need. I will be there to make sure that we don't just waste money. We need community services. We need to partner with our county partners to make sure that mental health services are available for our city and county employees because they see a lot on their daily job. And we should also extend those to the residents of District 1. I mean, I just had a young man over here at the North substation commit suicide by police. I want my police safe. I want my community safe. So we need to direct those funds to make sure that happens.
Well, Ajne, I just wanted to make sure that particularly the Republican voters, because I know that there are a couple of the Democrats who are misrepresenting themselves and trying to mislead GOP voters and people in this audience who may live in District 1. And I wanted them to know that they have a conservative alternative, that they have someone that they can go, that they can vote for if they live in District 1. And so I wanted them to hear from you. If folks are interested, if they want to volunteer, if they want to help you, if they want to donate, they can visit electajne.com. And that's elect, AUJANAE.com, correct?
Correct.
See, look at that. I know how
and
to...
Let me tell you, I came into this race late. I didn't even file until the day before my birthday, the 5th of May. And so I'm finally getting everything together. So my website is up. The donation button is working. But I'm finna put out a lot of content so that you'll know exactly who I am when you go there.
Well, Ajne, again, the fact that you're endorsed by Kansans for Life will carry a lot of weight with GOP voters and, frankly, anyone who's not you just, you know, these radical leftists. And I wish you all the best. I think you're very practical, and that should appeal to anyone, right, left, center. That should appeal because I think right now there's just too much divisiveness. And like you said, we need to focus on what matters. And I wish you the best of luck. I hope that you emerge from the primary and we'll do what we can to help you. All right, my friend?
I appreciate it so very, very much. A shout out to Kansans for Life. Hello, everybody. And I'm so excited. Thank you so, so much.